Microphones have been on the whole time. Nefarious or anything like that. All right, I'm coming out there.
Come on out.
Let's do another quick game. A 100 game.
Yeah, let's do
185. Yeah, this is the classic bar joke. Goes 185 blank. Walking to a bar, bartender says blank. Get it? Great.
Say it faster though.
Huh?
Say it faster.
Yeah.
It's got 185 blank walking to the bar, bartender says blank.
Alright,
that was good.
Alright,
New speed.
Oh,
185 blank walking to the bar. Do what? Blank. Bartender. Bar.
Justin, stop.
Damn it, I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it backwards. Alright, give us 185. 185 what? Anything. 185 what?
Hamsters.
185 hamsters.
185.
All right, 185 hamsters walking to a bar.
185 hamsters walk into a bar. A bartender says, we don't serve hamsters here. And they're like, yes, you wheel.
185 hamsters walk into a bar. And the bartender says, well, let me get you Jim Bill.
What are they? What is hamsters?
185 hamsters walk into the bar. And everybody said, oh.
No? 185 hamsters walk to a bar and they have a ball.
185 hamsters walk into a mafia bar and then mafia bar says, we don't serve you here. And they're like, why? And they're like, we know you're really rats.
185 hamsters walk into a bar followed immediately by 185 cheesters.
Hey!
185
hamsters walk into a bar and they ask for the snake
horn. Snake horn. 185 hamsters walk into a bar. Bartender says, hey, what can I get you guys? It's like, well, I want a whiskey, maybe not. I don't know, whiskey. And the bartender just goes, hey, don't give me the run around.
Yes.
185 hamsters walk into the bar. The bartender says, we don't serve hamsters here. And they're like, well, oh, waka waka waka, ham. Hamming it up, hamsters.
Such a ham.
Who?
185 hamsters walk into a bar. The bartender says, wait. I come back.
185 hamsters walk into a bar, and the bartender is like, I thought we ordered the big hams.
185
cactus.
185 cacti.
185
cacti.
Cactuses. 185 cacti walk into a bar looking for someone to poke.
185 cacti walk into a bar / grill. They pay for a restaurant, but they pay for dinner, but they leave for dessert.
185 cacti walk into a bar. Bartender says, what can I get you? Cacti say, just a little water.
No, shut up.
185 cacti walk into a bar, and one of them's like, hey, this punch has been spiked.
Cactuses walk into a bar, nice. And the bartender says, come on, man, you guys don't have to be a bunch of pricks.
Oh. No need to be callous.
185 cacti walk into a bar. The bartender's like, hey, why are you all so horny?
Ooh. 185 cacti walk into a bar. Bartender says, what do you needle?
I was going to say 185 cacti addicted to heroin walk into a bar. And the bartender says, we don't serve cacti addicted to heroin here. He's like, why don't you go to the needle exchange?
Wait, 185 cacti walk into a bar, yada, yada, yada. You get the point.
185
cacti are standing outside of a bar. One of them pokes their head in and goes, hey, are you guys open? And the bartender says, you guys can come mescal in.
185 cactus walking to a bar. All the girls run out. I walk up. I'm like, yo, what happened in there? What's going on? And they were like, they were too thirsty.
Thirsty. All right.
New thing.
185 what? You got one? Go for it.
Yeah. 185 right. What?
Yoga instructor.
185 yoga
instructors. So 185 yoga instructors walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "We don't serve yoga instructors here." And they're like, "Why not?" And he's just like, "Turn around and look downward, dog."
185 yoga instructors walk into a bar, they're having a good time. They go, "Hey, bartender, by the way, what's your name?" Bartender says, "Matt."
185 yoga instructors walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "You're in the wrong bar. The
salad bar is
that way."
185 yoga instructors walk into a bar, and then they rename the bar The New Mission.
185 yoga instructors walk into a little tiny bar, and it starts to get really hot and sweaty in there. The bartender says, "Man, you guys have really be crammed in here."
185 yoga instructors walk into Russian bar. And they walk up and they're like, "We would like rum." And the bartender says, "Well, there are different sizes. We have small rum and we have big rum. Small rum, big rum."
185 yoga instructors walk into a bar. Bartender says, "Hey, our prices here are kind of ridiculous. I just don't want a chakra."
185 yoga instructors walk into a bar. The bartender says, "What'll you have?" And they go, "What do you have on tap?"
Oh man, this is a corny one, and I'm sure you heard it before. 185 yoga instructors walk into a bar, and they're drinking, and they have a good night, and then it's last call, and then the bartender says, "All right, you guys, you gotta get out." And all the yoga instructors are like, "Nah, I'm gonna stay."
Damn.
Jesus, 185 yoga instructors walk into the bar. They say, "Hey, you have any low carb whatever drinks?" And they're like, "No, not really." They're like, "Let's give me a Bud Light." And they're like, "How much is it?" And it was like, "For you, $2,000. And she was like, "Well, that's a stretch."
Five yoga instructors walk into a bar. The bartender says, "We don't serve yoga instructors here." And they're like, "Why not?" And he's like, "Oh, I just don't. You look like a guy I don't like, Matt. You look like Yoga Matt, you know, and I don't."
185 yoga instructors walk into a bar. They all order a beer. Bartender pours it, and then he holds it. Breathe in and releases.
A 185 yoga instructors walked into a bar. Only 185 yoga instructors walk into a bar. 183 of them did not come from yoga. They just bought Nike shops.
So 185 yoga instructors walk into a Jamaican bar. And they walk up and they say, "I have a question for you. How many pours do you think it would take you to pour that glass full? And he says, standing, tree pose.
Walk into a bar and say, make me one with everything.
Yeah! Either one last thing.
Let's do one more. Yeah, we're on a roll. About 185 what? Anything. Anything at all?
Firemen.
What'd you say?
Firefighters.
185 firefighters.
185 firefighters walk into a bar, or should I say, a pool.
Yay! 185 firefighters walk into a bar, and they're all from different places, and the bartender says, where you got hoes? And they said, we got hoes in different area codes.
Firefighters walk into a bar and they get wasted. Bartender, you guys are drunk. And they go, no, we're hosed.
185 firefighters walk into a bar, and when they leave, that bartender has a calendar for 15 years and 4 months.
So, 185 Texan firefighters walk into a bar. And the bartender says, we don't serve firefighters here. And they say, what in Dalmatian?
Uh, 185 bartenders walk into a bar because they're celebrating that they just fired Marshall.
Oh, hey, Ted, look out the window. Holy shit, the whole town burned down. Shots! What the fuck were we doing?
Where's Billy?
Oh, shit!
185 firefighters walk into a bar. They're having a good time. Someone breaks a glass, and three of them were alarmed.
Damn, 185 firefighters walk into a bar, one thing leads to another, and then the roof was on fire.
185 firefighters walk into a bar, and the bartender says, all right, guys, I gotta close up, you guys gotta get out of here, you better go home. And they're like, we can't, the Ghostbusters live there now.
185 firefighters walk into a bar. They order a small batch of whiskey, and those firefighters go, hey, we like dispatch.
185 firefighters walk into a bar. The bartender's like, oh, what do you have? And they're like, oh, we'll have 185 gin and tonics. And they get their drink, and then someone next to them orders a round of fireballs, and they go, hell no! Ah!
185 firefighters walk into a bar and they all die because the bar is on fire. Jesus Christ.
Come on. 185.
That's the word. 185 firefighters walk into a bar. They drink all night and then they're getting another drink and the bartender says, you guys should have some water, man. You guys better hydrate.
185 firefighters walk into a bar. The bartender serves them their drinks. They have a wonderful time. At the end of the night, they all look at each other and they're like, man, this is a day I'll never forget.
9/11.
I'll never forget this. I will never forget this.
185 firefighters walked into a bar, and where the hell did they park all those fire trucks?
I got one that's kind of a stretch.
Drill's going.
Alright, wait.
Hold on. 35 fighters walk into a bar and the bartender asks, what brings you to town?
185 firefighters walk into a bar looking for some hoes.
This is going to be kind of long. All right, so 185 firefighters walking to a bar. There's a bunch of them, but we're going to focus on three of them. There was Steve, there was Mark, and there was Hugh, right?
Steve, Mark, and Hugh, got
Steve,
it.
Steve, Mark, and Hugh.
Yeah.
And then there's this monk comes in. He's a friar at a monastery, right?
Wait, how close is the monastery?
It's like 5 miles away.
Did he walk there?
He did walk there. Well, actually, so he doesn't work at the monastery anymore. He opened up a flower shop.
And wait, where?
Actually, right next to the bar, oddly enough. So,
they let him hold a fire. But he's in the monastery.
Well, he was a monk in a monastery. He was a friar in a monastery. Anyway, that dude who owns the flower shop tries to come in, and Hugh goes, "No, you get out of here, buddy." Basically, the moral of the story is only Hugh can prevent florist friars.
That scene with him.
No.
Shame on you too.
That wasn't a scene.
You facilitated it.
Yes. I stopped it at every path I could.
Alright.
I was helping that you.
Do you wanna do a Sweet Gale challenge?
Yeah, what'd she say?
Alright. Let's see, she said a lot, then we talked about the whole Kelly and What's His Bucket thing that's happening, daytime TV stuff. What was it? It was, okay, so there are two people, right? And then one of the people tells the other person, for those of you who don't know, Sweet Gale's this crazy old lady who calls in every week. She exists, I promise. There are two people, one person says to the other person, I'm gonna kill you. And then the other person freaks out and then tries to call the cops. But the guy who says, I'm going to kill you, is like, well, no, and all this stuff. And no one believes the other guy. And that's basically it.
You lost me, dude.
One guy says he's going to kill another guy, but no one believes that guy who's going to get killed. That first guy threatened to kill that first person.
What, you're going to make it a musical?
Yeah, let's make it a musical.
I don't give a fuck, you owe me money.
Well, Frederick, I have something very important to say.
I'm sure whatever you have to say has nothing to do with me.
It does.
Where's Mom?
Over the past several years, I've been watching you.
Where's my money, bitch?
Over the past years, I've been studying your weaknesses.
Where's my money, bitch?
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you very soon.
Somebody won't believe you. Something.
I'm not telling anyone. I'm gonna kill you, and there's nothing you can do to make them believe you. I'm going out the window so no one sees me leave your apartment. You don't even have that alibi.
Hey guys, he's going to kill.
Don't believe this.
He's going to kill me.
We don't believe you.
He's going to kill me.
We don't believe you.
He's going to kill me.
You're going to the cops to try to tell the cops that your friend is going to kill you.
Hey, sign your paper. Put your name on the line. Right?
Oh my God, I'm going to die.
Put your name on the line right here.
This is not the time for paperwork. I'm gonna die.
Listen, we have a process if you wanna speak.
I said I'm gonna die.
Sir, you're gonna need to calm down in the police station or I'm gonna arrest you. It's what we do. It's the only way I respond to any sort of conflict.
So let me get this straight. He threatened me at 8. I come here to follow paperwork, and then you say, wait, I'm going to take you to jail. Or you should go to hell. Fuck this fucking shit. He's going to kill me, bitch.
Put your name on the line right here.
Hey, it's me, the deputy.
Sorry, that man didn't mean to interrupt. He's the chief's son. He's a little slow.
No,
this is the chief's son. He's just a little dull in the brain, so we give him a desk and...
I don't know what to do. I'm so dumb. How about you?
He's so cute.
All right.
I could form a fly.
He's totally innocent in life because he's dumb.
You're so wrong. He's the same killer. He put sunglasses on. Sunglasses on.
That's offensive of you to say that this dumb man is just a killer because he wears shades inside.
So he's gonna kill me.
He specifically said he's not ever gonna kill you.
So you don't have anything but his words, and that's all you're saying.
It's him. He's the.
Let me refer to laws 1 and 3.
Let me refer to all the rest, specifically number 8. I'm really worried about him.
We're going to heaven.
But I'm totally innocent. You got nothing on me.
But wait, no, you don't understand. I'm a cop. The only way
I'm And I'm a cop. And I'm your boss. I'm the deputy. That was the first line that I said. That was me.
You're me suffering for how things have went in the past. That's poison, bitch. I'm gonna kill your ass.
I'm so surprised I don't think I'm arresting one. Moreover, I'm impressed that you pulled that off and that you had the gall to do it and put
me in office.
She's son, the deputy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Killing a deputy in a police station.
He actually didn't kill the sheriff,
she
but he did
kill the deputy.
Oh, yes, let's see the trial. Let's see the trial. Also, maybe that
one. No, we're going
yes.
to.
Yes!
We're going to.
Just like you.
You get the bottom bunk.
No.
Good. Actually, I'm a thug. I know I sound like this, but I'm in here for mug. I mugged a white lady. I don't feel good.
Sinner and give your life to God.
I wish I didn't do it. I wish I killed the deputy.
Please don't kill those white ladies.
I can't.
America loves a white lady.
I'm in here now.
Probably could have got a shorter sentence.
She was a bitch.
If you killed a Mexican. This is how the law works.
Meanwhile, in the warden's office.
Please. Let me out. Let me out. I'm innocent.
And I'm the warden.
Please let me out.
My son just died.
Let me out.
He looked just like me.
Let
he looked just
out.
Like me. He looked exactly like me.
I don't wanna die. I get raped every day. I have nothing to say, but out anyway. It hurts every day.
Well, I know
I'm talking all this pain.
Shut up!
Am I?
He's gonna kill you.
No.
I don't kill anyone, not through murder.
Mr. Johnson, I have your 5 o'clock appointment ready for you.
All right, then I'll have to speed this up. It was going to be a long
Please
speech.
Let me
We're going to get right to it. Death penalty. All right.
My asshole. Can't
ha tenido mi dulce promesa. Rebuscando yo encontré que el daño siempre se compensa. En los poros de tu piel los errores cada vez más pesan. Cada lágrima de hiel que se derrama como aceite espesa. El camino es dudoso y no sabes por dónde tirar. Averigua que está bien o está mal. Que el tiempo corre en patines cuesta abajo y no tiene freno hasta que das el golpe. El tiempo vuela como vuelan los papeles olvidados y no para ni a beber para reponer. El tiempo corre en patines cuesta abajo y no tiene freno hasta que das el golpe. El tiempo vuela como vuelan los papeles olvidados y no para ni a beber para reponer. Ja, ja. Qué bonita que es tu sonrisa, como esa mujer que sabe seducir. El arroz se te pasa en la cocina. Mira bien, fíjate, mira, 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 mira qué bonita tu sonrisa, como esa mujer que sabe seducir. El arroz se te pasa en la cocina.
El arroz se pasa en la cocina.
Y el teléfono no termina de sonar. O lo coge o no volverá a llamar. Ay, que el tiempo corre en patines cuesta abajo y no tiene freno hasta que das el golpe. El tiempo vuela como vuelan los papeles olvidados y no para ni a beber para reponer. El tiempo corre en patines cuesta abajo y no tiene freno hasta que das el golpe. El tiempo vuela como vuelan los papeles olvidados y no para ni a beber para reponer. El teléfono no termina de sonar. O lo coge, o no volverá a llamar. Ay, ay. Que el tiempo corre en patines cuesta abajo y no tiene freno hasta que das el golpe. El tiempo vuela como vuelan los papeles olvidados y no para ni a beber para reponer. El tiempo corre en patines cuesta abajo y no tiene freno hasta que das el golpe. El tiempo vuela como vuelan los papeles olvidados y no para ni a beber para reponer. Patines cuesta abajo y no tiene freno hasta que das el golpe.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. soon. A tubular stranger spy. All that were left alive. Planet Indian joys. I'd ask for an autograph. You wanted to stay home. I wish someone would. And jump the silent cars that set the traffic lights.
A bit of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival from March 2nd through 6th, 2016. Buy tickets now.
Brought to you by Subliminal SF, PBR, The Eagle SF, Brainwash Cafe, Asiento, and the great people at Alta California Botanicals. Have you heard of Subliminal SF? Visual and auditory mind control. Graphic design, physical merchandise, live music promotions. Go! www.subliminalsf.com for the most amazing t-shirts you've ever seen. Graphic design for every need. And live music promotion. It's some of the best bars in San Francisco. That's Subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control. Go to subliminalsf.com now.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
The dictionary definition of the adjective eclectic is selecting or choosing from various sources. When Bay Area musician J.D. Buell brings you Morning Train Wednesday, 10 a.m. to noon on Mutiny Radio, that is exactly what he does. Select music from various sources to give you a unique listening experience. Rock, pop, jazz, bluegrass, gospel, funk, reggae, folk, blues, country and western, electronica, soul, disco, rhythm and blues, punk and post-punk come together with music from around the world with Buell's passionate and down-to-earth delivery. In an age of personal music delivery systems, J.D. Buell carries on the values of progressive FM radio when a listener could actually have a relationship with a programmer, someone who would create an eclectic musical environment wherein both listener and host find fulfillment. The Morning Train with J.D. Buell, Wednesday, 10 to noon on MutinyRadio.fm. Freeform radio for free minds.
Did you know that compact fluorescent light bulbs use 60% less energy than regular light bulbs? And that each one saves about 300 pounds of carbon dioxide a year? If all Americans switched to CFLs, we would save more than 90 billion pounds of carbon dioxide. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Muni Radio in San Francisco.
People from all over the Bay Area come to the Lindsay Wildlife Museum to experience close encounters with live wild animals. The Museum's living collection features more than 50 species of non-releasable native California animals. Visitors can see and learn about wildlife such as eagles, owls, bobcats, coyotes, reptiles, and other fascinating creatures. The museum's world-renowned Wildlife Rehabilitation Hospital treats more than 5,000 wild animals each year with the goal of returning them to their native habitat. The Lindsay Wildlife Museum is in Walnut Creek. To learn more, visit wildlife-museum.org. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Safe sex is more than just avoiding STIs and pregnancy, no matter what you're into. Make sure that you and those around you feel safe, comfortable, and are having a good time. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Meals on Wheels is dedicated to fostering independent living for San Francisco seniors by providing hot, nutritious meals delivered to their homes. They're committed to fostering independent living for as long as possible. For more information, please call Meals on Wheels at 415-920-1111. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Welcome to Women's Magazine. I'm Global Val. It's not all that we're saying, but it's one of the big things that we're saying here. Give peace a chance. That's what everybody wants. Actually, last weekend at Earth Day San Francisco, I got to be one of the speakers, which was I was very honored to be. And, you know, my radio name is Global Val, and there's a few reasons for that. And one of the reasons is I've been to 17 different countries. And what I've found as a common thread, so to speak, around the world is that people want basically the same things. They want happiness. They want peace. And they want health for their families and communities. And that's something that I think we have the capabilities of achieving in the 21st century. And so I'm dedicating today's Women's Magazine on MutinyRadio.fm to the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. They go by the acronym WILPF, which is kind of hard to say, WILPF, Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And they have been an international women's organization for 100 years. They formed out of the ashes of World War I and have been working together ever since. And one of our friends, actually, Alexandria Rain Smith, you could find her on Facebook. She's a poet. She was part of a WILPF summit last summer. And this year, she was invited to The Hague for the centennial, the 100th anniversary of WILPF, and which just happened this past week. And she was one of the, well, I'm calling her the keynote poet because she was invited to perform her poetry. So thank you to Alexandria Rain Smith for being my liaison to WILPF and opening this door for all of us here to gain from what that organization has to say. Being that it is 100 years old, that means World War I was 100 years ago. The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom met, and they created a manifesto to reiterate and to augment and clarify some of their key beliefs and what they're working towards for the next 100 years of peace building in the world. So today, I'd like to read for you that manifesto, the 2015 Women's International League for Peace and Freedom manifesto. Here we go, folks. We, members of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, on the centenary of our foundation, pay tribute to the courageous and far-sighted women who, amid the carnage of the First World War, took a bold initiative for peace and brought our movement into being. We affirm their belief that women have a particular interest in stopping war and particular skills we can bring to the task. We remain convinced that the achievement of peace and the achievement of equality and justice for all people, together with the full inclusion and representation of women in all our diversity, are inseparable goals. After 100 years that have brought another world war, 5 times more deadly than the first, the invention of the most destructive weapons ever known, increasing militarism, and the emergence of new kinds of armed actor and conflict, we renew WILPF's commitment to eradicating war by addressing its root causes. Among them, we identify the following. Root causes of war, everybody, according to WILPF. Number one, militarism as a way of thought, and the militarization of societies such that perceived threats are likely to be met with weaponry rather than words. Global Val, side note, take note of what's going on in the conversation in our country right now with police brutality. Number two, the capitalist economic system involving the exploitation of labor and resources by the few, wantonly harming people and the environment, generating conglomerates of global reach and unaccountable power. Global Val, side note, pay attention to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, quote-unquote, free trade agreement that Congress is trying to fast-track through right now, which would just decimate, business, society, environment around the world, as it would institute basically corporate tribunals in member states or member countries who would sign on to the TPP. So basically, if you have a big corporation that is extracting some natural resources or using local labor in a country, and that the people in that country or the government of that country decide that this corporation has been violating some sort of environmental laws or some sort of labor laws, they would set up a special court, special tribunal, whereby the judges of that tribunal, independent of anything else, are actually spend part of their time as the lawyers for the corporations. So, I mean, come on, do we not see the writing, bloody writing on the wall? All right, let me get back to Wilp's root causes of war. Number three, the nation-state system as it is today, involving dominant states, imperialist projects, interstate rivalry, occupation, contested borders, and, inside those borders, all too often, failure of democracy, political repression, and intolerance of diversity. Again, folks, let's look around. Have walls ever really helped anybody other than to throw rocks at them or shoot bombs over them? It doesn't stop anything. It just creates more war and more division. And if we look at even in our country right now, which, you know, we have so much pride that it was founded on the freedom of religion. Well, since 9/11, how much anti-Islamic Islamophobia has come up in our society around dinner tables and in our institutionalized police state.